Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. See what we did there? Yeah. Green on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy, in for Sam on your Wednesday.
Because we're talking about gardening?
Aha, you see, yes. You picked up on it. Thank you, Jane.
Well, if you're a gardening enthusiast like me and many of you out there listening, this is the weekend we've been anticipating because it marks the time of year when it's safe to plant summer annuals. And to find out the best way to tackle the project, we're joined by our resident gardening expert, Charlie Dobbin, host of The Garden Show, Saturday mornings, 9 until 10, here on Zoomer Radio. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Great. I'm very excited. And I want to hear about the prep work, because this is really the important part. The planting is fun. The prep work is what you need to do to make for a beautiful garden.
Well, I can say one thing, Mother Nature is really working with us this year. We've got great conditions, no frost for, gosh, I don't remember the last frost we had. So it's, yeah, time to plant. But you're absolutely correct, Jane. Prep, if you want a great garden, you've got to prepare it properly. And honestly, it comes back to having great soil, you know, looking after your soil, feeding your soil. The life in the soil is what really matters. So, if you haven't top dressed your lawn, you should be doing that. That's top dressing with a good quality, you know, a triple mix or a lawn top dressing. Garden preparation might include incorporating some good organic matter through your own homemade compost, or picking up some of the compost at your local municipal giveaway, or just picking up some bags of composted manure.
Charlie, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and the same holds true for gardens. But still, let's talk about trends for the 2024 gardening season. What's hot and what's not this year? What are we going to be seeing a lot of in gardens? And what is maybe on the way out for 2024?
Okay, that's a great question, Andy. You know, it's one of the biggest trends, and I love the name. It's called chaos gardening.
Chaos gardening. Okay, what is chaos gardening? It sounds like my garden, to tell you the truth.
Exactly. It's perfect for anybody that's a lazy gardener like me, right? It's the old let nature take its course.
Oh.
So chaos gardening is not a highly cultivated or cultured garden. It's one that's very natural. It's very supportive of pollinators, obviously, because it's allowing nature to do its thing. Now, depending on where you live and who your neighbors are and what the expectations are, and even what your expectations are, you might not want to let nature truly just take over, because that might just look messy and you know, dissonant to your eye. So, you know, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But, letting your lawn be a little more natural is something that we're seeing a lot of. And I think that it makes life easier. Lawns can be very high maintenance to keep them absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, allowing the odd clover to grow in your lawn, or allowing some little bulbs, you know, little crocuses or small, some of the small early bulbs to kind of roll into your garden and peek out in the spring with some color is something that you know, is great. Like, why not? Don't get stuck in the 1960s is all I got to say.
Okay. Let's talk about color and annuals, and with a budget in mind. And I say this, Charlie, because I was at a local garden center the other day to pick up all my tropicals. $300 later.
Oh my goodness, Jane.
Right? Yeah. And I've hardly even put a dent into what I need to purchase. So give us some tips.
Annuals used to be what everybody did, and they would plant them with almost a ruler so that they were like perfectly spaced, and colors, etc. Annuals have fallen out of favor, partially, I think, because of the cost. Mm. It does add up. So the annuals I grow are ones that typically I can grow from seed. So I do, I grow quite a bit of salvia, because I find the hummingbirds love salvia, and with the red flowers. And I do love to do kind of support the whole circle of life when I'm gardening. Same with you. I've got sunflowers coming up. I grow quite a few vegetables from seed, and then I've got herbs. So I grow my annual basil and dill from seed, but then I've got my perennial mint and my perennial, thyme and that sort of thing in the garden, just, doing its thing. So, Yeah, the color is what we love annuals for, because we just get such consistent full season color.
Right.
Perennials were a big trend until people realized that perennials don't flower all summer.
Exactly.
And then they got a little frustrated with that. But there's so many perennials with colorful leaves that we tend to use those as well, particularly in shady areas where leaves really matter. And, you know, I was doing some planting there at the Zoomerplex, and we put in tricolor sage, which is a beautiful herb, beautiful tricolor leaves, so green, purple, and white, and a perennial. And, of course, it will flower at some point, but just not flowering, it's gorgeous.
Charlie, we could talk to you all day.
And she could talk all day.
Thanks, Andy.
And we'll look for an episode of the Zoomer on Vision TV called Outdoor Living. Charlie is involved in that. She's decorated the Zoomerplex parking lot, made it look like a garden, and the garden show every Saturday from 9 to 10. Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy gardening this weekend.
Let's get back to the music now with the Marvelettes. Don't mess with Bill. No, no, no. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.